Trade Planner is a full-service marketing agency in New York. To promote your brand and grow sales, contact us at tradeplanner.com.
Okay, so get this right.
Yeah.
The other day, I'm shopping for running shoes. New ones. I needed them.
Right.
And I noticed the women's version, like practically identical to the men's 15 bucks more, just because it was pink and marketed to women.
Yeah.
It was like a pink tax, you know? Seriously frustrating. It got me thinking about this whole pink tax thing we've talked about before.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're doing a deep dive today. We've got this document. May is Pink Tax Awareness Month.
Okay.
And it's more than just info. It's like a call to action.
I like that.
So it talks about these two sneaky types of pink tax. First, there's the same stuff, higher price, like my shoes, right?
Yeah.
Same quality, but women pay more.
Right, right.
They even mention women's razors being pricier than men's.
Oh, for sure. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
And then... this is crazy. They tax that issue?
Oh, no. Tell me.
Like essential things, tampons, pads, sometimes considered luxury items.
Seriously. You're kidding?
No, not kidding.
It's almost laughable, except it's just not funny. This document, it highlights how over a woman's life, those extra costs, they add up thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Money that could be saved, invested.
Exactly.
It's not just about personal finance, though. It speaks to a much larger issue. Economic inequality, plain and simple.
And it's not like women are earning more to offset those higher costs. This pink tax is directly related to that annoying wage gap, you know?
Absolutely. Affects women's buying power, their overall financial well-being. It's a chain reaction.
Now, there are some businesses doing it right. The document mentions Trade Planner LLC gender-neutral pricing for their services.
Okay, that's good.
It shouldn't be the exception, though, right? It should be the norm.
100%. And that's where... you know, legislation comes into play. The document talks about New York, California. They've passed laws against this pink tax. Even Miami-Dade County has an ordinance.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So change is possible, but it's not happening everywhere at the same pace, and that's a problem.
For sure. It's crazy how it varies, even within one country. It's not just about individual companies. It's, like you said, bigger systemic stuff.
And you know what's interesting? These laws... they're not just about equal pricing. They're about changing how we think. When governments take a stand like this, it sends a message, you know? Women are valuable, and this pink tax is not okay.
Absolutely. So what can we even do about it? The document calls on people to take action.
Which is easier than you might think. Contact your local officials. A well-written email can be surprisingly effective. If you see price discrepancies, speak up. Even just raising awareness among friends and family can snowball.
It's not about being confrontational. It's about starting a conversation.
Right.
Asking those questions. Making it clear that this matters. Who knows? Maybe your little action will inspire someone else to do the same.
You never know.
Okay, before we wrap up, something to think about. This document, it focuses on the U.S., but this pink tax, it's not just a U.S. thing, right?
Definitely not.
What about where you are? Any similar situations? Something to ponder, I think?
Definitely food for thought.